Hey everyone, welcome back to Spooky Time Podcast with Blanca. I hope you had an amazing week and I hope you're ready for today's story. I'm a little sick and I have a stuffy nose, so just kind of bear with me here. This is the case of Corey and Eric Richens. A Utah mother of three boys unexpectedly loses her husband, writes and publishes a children's book about grieving all within a year. We know everyone grieves a little bit differently, but 3 months after her book is published, she appears on TV to promote the book, and 1 month later, she's arrested for Eric's murder. Now, let's go back to where it all began. On June 15th, 2013, Eric and Corey got married in a backyard wedding in their Utah home about a year after their first son was born. Eric's mother actually had Corey sign a prenup agreement prior to the wedding due to Eric's previous marriage that ended with a financial and mental drain. She wanted to protect her son like any mother would, and she wanted to prevent the same thing from happening again. Eric had a business with his friend Cody Wright called C&E Stone Masonry. They had purchased life insurance policies on each other because it's common for when two people start a business together, they basically do this so that if one person dies, the other can buy the other party out. Corey eventually started a house flipping business and worked as a real estate agent. To get help with buying and selling homes, Corey began stealing money from Eric, and according to a petition filed by Eric's sister, it said that Corey purchased at least 4 life insurance policies on Eric. It also stated that Corey opened a bank account without Eric knowing and had taken $250,000 in credit signing Eric's name. In 2020, Eric had found out that Corey withdrawn $100,000 from his bank accounts, $30,000 in his credit cards, and borrowed money using a fraudulent power of attorney. Allegedly, he had confronted her about this, and she promised to pay it back, but, you know, surprise, surprise, she didn't. In total, Corey Richens stole approximately $494,000 of Eric's money without his knowledge. A month later, Eric spoke with a divorce lawyer and changed his will, and he formed the Eric Richens Living Trust. And under control of his sister, Katie, for the primary benefit of his boys, he also transferred his partnership interest from his business to this trust so that Corey wouldn't get any of this. Eric allegedly told family and friends that he thought Corey was trying to poison him due to getting violently ill on multiple occasions when she fixed him food and drinks. He stated, "If anything happens to me, look into Corey." I mean, I don't know about you, but that is just like a dead giveaway. If anybody is even thinking about their partner is poisoning them, then that's probably like a big red flag. If I ever thought my husband was poisoning me, I definitely would go to the police about it, like right away. I mean, I don't know what he was thinking. I mean, it says that he was very much in love with his wife. But anyways, in late January 2022, Corey contacted a friend several times asking for pain medication for an investor who had a back injury. Then on February 11th, 2022, she contacted the same friend and asked for something stronger. She said, quote unquote, some of the Michael Jackson stuff, specifically asking for fentanyl. This friend sold Corey 15 to 20 fentanyl pills for $900. On February 14th, 2022, Eric and Corey had a Valentine's Day dinner at home, and shortly after the dinner, Eric got extremely sick and had told a friend that his wife was trying to poison him. Now, why would Eric continue to eat or drink anything this woman made? I have no idea, but on February 26th, it is reported that Corey had contacted that friend once more, asking for another $900 worth of fentanyl pills. So we're going to skip ahead to March 3rd. Corey said her and Eric were celebrating her closing on a house that Eric did not want to invest in the first place. She made him a drink, brought it to him, and he drank it in bed. Shortly after this, Corey stated she went to put one of her children to bed and fell asleep. Convenient. The next morning, around 3:22 a.m., Corey had found Eric Richens deceased at the foot of their bed and dialed 911. She claimed that she left her phone charging in the room while she was with her child, but evidence shows that at the time, her phone was locked and unlocked multiple times. There was movement on the phone, and several messages were also sent and deleted. After Eric's autopsy, it concluded that Eric died from an overdose of fentanyl. The medical examiner stated the amount found was 5 times the lethal dosage, and it was also found that he ingested it orally. Following his death, she was going on vacations and wrote a children's book on grieving called Are You With Me, which was published pretty much a year after his death. She appeared on TV promoting the book, stating, quote, "My kids and I wrote this book on the different emotions and grieving process that we've experienced in the last year, hoping it could help other kids deal with this and kind of find happiness some way or another," end quote. It's comforting for them that they're not living this life alone. Dad is still here, but in a different way. I forgot to put another quote there, but on April 19th, 2023, Corey emailed Summit County explaining vacations, Eric's alleged affair, and other issues, and whatever damage control she was trying to do didn't work. Because on May 8th, 2023, Corey was arrested for aggravated murder and 3 counts of possession of drugs with intent to distribute. A month later, she filed a civil lawsuit against Eric's estate, stating she deserves several assets according to their prenup. Come on, deserves. After she murdered her husband. You can't make this stuff up. The state of Utah announced that after consulting with Eric's family, they will not seek the death penalty, and Corey's charge was changed to non-capital first-degree felony, so she can basically get 25 years to life if she's found guilty. September through November of 2023, it surfaced that Corey was writing letters to family members, her family members, allegedly telling them how to testify. She claimed it was part of a fictional novel that she was working on. You know, working on a fictional novel in jail. I don't know how these people make these things up, say these things. It's just kind of crazy. But I mean, she had to be crazy to do something like this. Her defense stated that the release of the false accusations would make it that she would not receive a fair trial due to the fact that the public now believes she tried to tamper witness statements. This case is still very recent and it is still ongoing, so that is kind of all we know so far right now. But as a mother and a wife, I can't understand how someone could do something this evil. Like, I have 3 kids of my own, and I'm married, and I could never, ever imagine taking my husband's life away from my children. And I'm only laughing because it's just insane. Like, who would do that to, well, your husband for one, or like your children? She wasn't thinking of her children, and then she exploited their loss of their father to write a children's book. I can't fathom any of this, but I hope she gets what she deserves. Tell me what you think of this. Can you let me know in the comments? I'd love to read them, and let me know what you think of this case, because the first time I heard about this, it's still like, I'm just at loss for words. Now, I want to say thank you for coming back and listening. I'm still trying to get the hang of this. I'm still trying to find time to record. Right now, I'm in my living room with my kids' door closed because I can hear their TV on. And I'm still just, you know, trying to figure everything out. But I've always wanted to have a podcast about creepy, true crime, supernatural, paranormal cases. And I'm still going to keep going. I'm still going to try, even if it takes years for me to get at a professional level. I know it probably does not sound, you know, professional. You can hear background noises, you can hear my nose, my breathing, and all that, but I just really want to thank you if you are listening to this, because this is just big for me, and I appreciate it more than you know. I hope you can come back for next week for a new episode. And until then, stay spooky. Bye.